Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Radio Boomers Live. On the air live. August 29th, 2016. And sad face. Kind of feel like the summer's coming to an end. You know, July and August. But then again, it's kind of always summertime out here in California. You know, we're talking about 78 degrees year-round. Well, anyway, we're heading into the... Well, school time, I guess. Everybody's getting ready for school. Reatha's not going to be with us today. She's doing an audition, I believe. And good luck, Reatha. Okay. You know, what do we got? Sometimes people, they send in, you know, these little tweets or texts, you know, what's going on with birthdays. You know, for the baby boomers, I don't know if you guys will remember, but there was a birthday, I think it was, well, we'll hit some of them that we're going to have for last week. Let's see, what do we got here? Okay, anybody remember Valerie Harper? Tick, tick, tick. Okay, Rhoda, yeah, right. So, what else? Mary Tyler Moore Show, good. All right, people are on top of all this stuff. Valerie's turning 77 years old today. Wow. And do you remember Steve Croft? Tick, tick. Oh, yeah, that's it, 60 Minutes. Steve Croft, the correspondent for 60 Minutes for many years. Steve's turning 70, well, he turned 71. Okay, we got another one here. Let's, yeah, Cindy Williams, okay. Good. Hey, everybody's so fast. Laverne and Shirley and American Graffiti. Cindy's turning 69 years old. And the Late Show host, of course, this is kind of out of the baby boomer category, James Corden. Turned 38, but he's a youngster. Now, here's one. Let's see if anybody gets this. Dennis Papin. No? Nobody? Okay. The inventor of the pressure cooker. Yep. And I'll tell you what, if Dennis was going to have a birthday party, everybody shows, it would show up probably for this one. But unfortunately, Dennis is no longer with us, because if he was, he would be celebrating his 469th birthday. So, anyway, moving along. What's hot? Okay, well, you know, the August issue of Hollywood Weekly Magazine. Wow.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Yes, indeed. The Hollywood Weekly Magazine cover. Eric Zulli's on the cover for August, and it's a record breaker. You know, this is a kind of a historic magazine. You know, you've got so many big celebrities that have been on this cover. You know, Michael Jackson, Marilyn Monroe, so on and so forth. You know, it's, and now Eric's coming along here with the new age in social media. So, you know, you got to check out the magazine. Everybody's trying to find out where to find it. You know, you got to, if you can't find it, call up Hollywood Weekly. Find out how to get these covers. Eric was doing some personal autographs at his event launch with the Visa card powered by Agora. The Eric Easy Way Rewards Visa card. That's another amazing situation that came up. So go to ericzulli.net. Download the Easy Way app if you're looking for the cutting edge. Sounds like a commercial, but that's the facts, folks. I mean, this is a new age today. You know, remember I was telling you...
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zulli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV film on channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, that's fact. That's what the hottest brand is going on. The easy way. Eric's built the brand worldwide. It's all over the place, and people are finding out that it's pretty beneficial to latch on to see what's going on with easy way. And so anyway, moving along here, I'm just going to hit a couple things real quick, and then we've got a very special guest coming on today, Janeska Smith Asante. And boy, talking about being healthy from head to toe, well, in one or two minutes, I'm going to bring her on. I'm just going to touch base on a couple quick things here. So more jobs with higher pay, well, that's the rumor. But, you know, the problem is with that, they come back by saying, well, it forces employees to cut their hours and so on. And, you know, you got the Turkey bombing, they're 12 to 14-year-old. The death toll is 53 at the wedding event. This stuff has to stop. Hillary Clinton dealing with so many issues, FBI investigations, the email, the Benghazi situation, are now Hillary's health in question with Rudy Giuliani going out there saying, just look up Hillary Clinton's illness. You can see by looking it up for yourself. Fear of heights? Well, if you go to China, you may not want to cross China's new bridge. It's got a clear glass or plastic floor that looks down 1,000 feet. Going into the movies, Ben-Hur had a little bit of a rough start. Took $110 million to make that movie, but it only opened with $11 million, so you got to get moving on that one. And then the sad news rapper, Kid Cudi, was shot at a pool party and killed, and two other people survived in the shooting. So our prayers go out to rapper Kid Cudi. And then we move on to chimney fires were pretty bad, folks. I'm just going to, you know, just touch on the 27,000 acres burned, almost hit the Hearst Castle, and 48 structures burned. Evacuations ordered for several locations. Well, like, you know, the Monterey counties, that was pretty rough down there. And and we got Pfizer to buy Medivacian for $14 billion or more. That's the large company that deals with the cancer research. And Hefner, 90 years old, will remain in the mansion that will be sold to his neighbor. That was the deal. And the amount, I'm not quite sure of, but it's in the $50 million range or higher. And Opie, remember little Opie Taylor, Ron Howard? Well, he got what he wanted. Ron and his wife, Sherry, were asking $27.5 million for their Westchester County, New York home that sat on 32 acres. But they received their asking price and got cash. And then Zuckerberg will give away 99% of his Facebook shares worth $45 billion. Zuckerberg and wife Priscilla Chan created the Chan Zucker Initiative. Its mission, personalized learning, curing diseases, and connecting people. So anyway, moving right along here. I want to go into, before I go any further, I want to see if we have our guest on the line. Janeska, are you with us?
Yes. Good morning, Jim.
Well,
how are
you? Well, hold on. It's truth. Now, folks, hold on. A truth practitioner who focuses on whole body healing through the mind, body, and spirit connection. As a hypnotist, journalist, author, she has done extensive, and I believe me, I know this lady, she has done extensive research and study on emotional well-being and anti-aging. Bingo! Here we are.
Bingo.
So we want the anti-aging. She is the founder of her own program called the J Effect, the J Effect. The J Effect is gaining a lot of momentum. One-on-one counseling, which creates a custom chart to solve all your problems from head to toe. Janeska, thank you for so much coming on the show. You're such a busy lady. Basically,
well,
you're talking about healing from head to toe. This is amazing. And it is so much needed. So tell us a little bit about what's going on in your life. And I got to say thank you in advance for just what you're doing, because there's a lot of us sitting around. We've retired or getting ready to retire. But what good does it do? Like my dad used to say, you think you got troubles until you lose your health. So we need
exactly.
people like you.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people are losing their health early based on our environment and our food and all these things. But there's all kinds of things we can do to help ourselves. So one of the things people don't realize, the very first thing that causes the disease is the way we think. It has a lot to do with that.
Yep.
It stems from an emotional component. Something that maybe happened way back in your childhood or from just a trauma. And what happens is that starts the process for a physical disease because it's stored in the body.
Huh.
So what I do in the J effect, I call it now from emotional pain to happiness and freedom, because what happens is we get to the source of what the problem is and we pull out the root. So you don't have those things. Then we start to teach you what to do after that.
Ah, see, getting to the root of things. That's like, don't sweep the dirt under the carpet. Pull up the carpet, clean everything, replace it, or whatever. And get it done right, because there's so much out there. Take this, take that. Oh, the pharmaceuticals by the thousands, you know, by the millions.
That's correct.
And
even herbs
are
the same way.
Yeah, but what you're saying, and this is what's cool, is you get to the heart of the problem. Let's find out why this certain situation has happened. You know, I was thinking of one now. Oh, what is it? Sleep, right? Now,
right.
That's an important facet, which you probably have done a lot of research on. And now, what do you think of this situation where you go to sleep? Now, now we're talking about the root of the problem. Okay, this is important. Now, how about tapping into the root of the problem by getting into the subconscious by going to sleep at night and maybe putting on a tape that hits you after you kind of fall asleep, the REM and all that kind of stuff, and now you're sleeping and you're hearing kind of a subliminal message on, you know, things are calm, you're going to be calm, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. Now, do you think that might be kind of getting into the root of the problem? Would that be one of the tools?
That's definitely one of the tools. People can do it a couple of ways. They can give themselves messages before they go to bed. They can write down some sentences, because when you write, and you write in cursive, as they used to call it, it's a subconscious action. So you can write down what you want to accomplish if it's already completed, and then you say that several times before you fall asleep. And as you suggested, they can get a tape that's already made that gives them very powerful, positive direction while they're sleeping. And
okay, I
got
to ask you, which would be better, going to sleep with the TV off and then turning on your ocean music with subliminal messages, or going to sleep with the TV on and the light on and the TV's on loud, listening to a wild action movie? Which would be more relaxing and better for you?
Well, what happens is you understand the process of what happens. If you're listening to the TV, it's giving you messages while you sleep as well. So if you're listening to a wild, crazy show, then that's what's going to drop into the subconscious. The other thing that happens is if you have lights on, lights trigger your mind to think it's not time to rest. So if you're unable to sleep, one of the things you can do, if you have a lot of light in your room or in your house, you can put on a little headband on your eyes if you don't want to buy one of the masks, and it keeps the light out.
That's, yeah.
And it
I
does
noticed,
help
yeah,
you
that's,
rest
that's
more.
Important. Like,
yes.
For instance, if I, you know, I say that the Hilton or the Marriott go somewhere, and they have the thick drapes that you pull over, and you don't know that it's 9 o'clock in the morning because they have, like,
exactly.
two sets of thick drapes. So you sleep
exactly.
better because it's darker. Yeah.
Because it's darker. But definitely what you said about the music, and the, it's more like a resting meditation, but it does drop information into the subconscious that helps you throughout the day.
Okay, now, so the sleep, you know, we know, and I know you know very well, is very important. We have to get enough sleep. Now,
very important.
I'm a practitioner of getting enough sleep. I get a full 3 hours. I
mm-hmm.
go to sleep like at 1 or 2, and I sleep till like 5. So
okay.
is that not enough? Should we get more than 3 hours?
Well, most people, I mean, everybody has their own clock, but most people do need a lot of rest. And now you, I think you have a lot of mind over matter going on, so you're able to do that. But most people, because there's so much activity and so much information coming into your brain during the day, especially in this century that we live in, it's better that you have the 7 or 8, because that's the time that you actually have healing going on. You heal
okay.
when you rest.
Now, let's have some fun with Janeska. Okay, you ready for your question?
Okay.
Okay, you're at home. You go to bed. You have an old-fashioned alarm clock sitting next to you. You go
okay.
to bed. You go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, and you set
mm-hmm.
your alarm clock for 9 o'clock the next morning. Now, Janeska, how many hours sleep do you get?
I don't know if I'm ready for that one.
Yeah, why don't I, again, let's wake up Janeska today. You go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. Come on, folks, all our listeners, help Janeska out. You go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, and you set your alarm clock for 9 o'clock the next morning with your old-fashioned clock. How many hours sleep did you get? Do you think you can handle that one?
Yeah, don't you think that's like 11 hours?
11 hours. Now, remember what I said, Janeska. You don't have your digital clock. You have your old-fashioned alarm clock. Come on,
right.
Janeska, think of it. So how many hours sleep do you get?
Oh, your
okay,
old-fashioned. Yeah,
out.
Somebody got to help me out on that one.
Okay. You got an old-fashioned alarm clock that's not digital. It doesn't know that you're setting it for 9 o'clock the next day. It will just go off in 1 hour. So
you're
as
correct.
Informative as Janeska is with her health, we got her a little bit on this tech issue here. Now, if Rita was here, she'd be helping you out more. She's the tech lady. But anyway, no. Boy, I'll tell you, we need thousands of Janeskas all over because we have a situation. And I mean, I do a lot of research with baby boomers, and I can't post it all without putting some kind of positive spin on it, because a lot of them aren't keeping up with their health. My dad used to say, you think you have troubles till you lose your health, you know.
That's true.
And
very true.
It's, yeah, what good is it if you buy your nice boat or you join a nice organization, a group that, you know, has fun together, goes golfing or whatever, if you're sitting home with illness and pain
right,
and so on
exactly.
and so forth. Yeah, so getting to the root of the problem. Now, so we're kind of put together with our sleep a little bit, and you're working on the J effect. Now, what happens after that when you come along into the nutrition aspect? Do you work with that at all? Like,
yes,
what,
I do.
Okay, you do. So are we supposed to stick to the vegetables? Is it okay to have a burger once in a while? What's the deal? You're talking
well,
to somebody
my,
that...
my take on that is that it's all about balance. And most people are not able to just jump to be vegan or jump to be vegetarian, and they don't even want to be those things. But what I say is to do balance. So it's just about keeping more of the good things in that help the body, that scientifically and biologically help the body, and less of the things like sugar or even milk products, because they cause a lot of mucus. Dairy causes a lot of mucus. But I do help people that with that as well when I do their chart. I know what kind of foods they eat, and if they're eating too close to bedtime, if they're messing up their digestion by eating foods that are not combinations. In other words, certain foods don't mix when you eat, and it causes digestion to be disturbed, and the person doesn't understand why they constantly have acid reflux, or we used to call it heartburn. Yes, that's a big factor.
Okay, now, big question. I hear that the stomach is kind of the central point of the health issue. You hit the stomach and you correct it, that kind of radiates out in the body. Are we on course on that one?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so that's a big one. Now, do you know how to take care of people that have issues like that, which are many, many people? You say acid reflux and so forth. Can you hit us real quick? Because I know we don't have a lot of time. I'd like to have another 3 hours, but can you hit us with something real quick on somebody that has
real important
issue, et cetera, that radiates to other parts of the body, gives them trouble? What would you say?
Okay. The colon is the most important part of the body because that's where seeds grow to grow health or to grow disease. The best thing, the very best thing that a person can do, whether they're little babies or they're elderly, they need a huge gallon of aloe vera juice, and it has to be 100% aloe vera. If they take just a quarter of a cup of that in the morning and before they go to bed, that not only helps the colon, the digestion, that livens the liver and the kidneys and the bloodstream. It does a myriad of things.
There's a big wow.
Best thing that person can take for themselves.
All right, let's hit it real quick now. 100% aloe vera, which you can buy at like Ralph's, right?
Yes, you can buy. Well, no, not at Ralph's. I don't think they sell more commercial things.
Okay.
So you need to go to places. Even on Amazon, you can get the aloe vera juice. I always recommend George's. It's regular G-E-O-R-G-E-S. George's aloe vera juice, because it's an old-fashioned family that created a long time ago. It tastes like water, so anybody can take it.
Wow, this is good.
You can even give little sips to babies.
So by taking this 100% aloe vera, George's on Amazon.
Aloe vera on Amazon.
So we're talking a quarter cup or a quarter teaspoon, or what are we talking?
No, like a shot glass. You
a
know,
shot,
just
okay,
a little
a
quarter in a measuring cup.
So take a shot of aloe vera and follow it down with a shot of what, bourbon or what?
Well, I would love that, but no.
Okay.
You just drink that in the morning and just before bed.
Okay, morning.
And the reason you drink one before bed is because that's when your healing is taking place.
Okay, the healing is taking place when you wake up in the morning. When is the healing taking
place? Well, what happens when your body's at rest and you've taken your aloe before bed, now it can really do the healing process very effectively. It does it throughout the day, but it does it the best in the evening when you're sleeping.
So a shot before bed, a shot when you wake up.
Correct.
So that's a big one, so that's going to help.
That's a big one.
And now in between, we're talking about hitting that tape or a CD that might do the relaxing ocean or wind or whatever with a subliminal message of you're being relaxed and blah, 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 all kind of stuff.
That's correct.
Okay. TV off, turn the light off. This is going to be, you know, kind of pretty much starting you on a path to, you know, overall general recovery. This is
exactly.
So we're kind of narrowing everything down to how to get a good start without reading a 400-page book on nutrition, which I'm not going to read. Yeah. Okay, so the Wendy's and the chocolate chips and mixing that in with some healthy stuff.
Yeah, just some days if you eat 3 days with hamburgers, eat at least 2 days with some veggie burgers. Just try them out. Try different brands. See what you like. You can put things on it. There's healthy products that you can even put on your veggie burger. It tastes very good. They're not bland or anything.
Well, I was tricked into a veggie burger that I thought was a hamburger. And it turned out I was over at Shelly Hunt's house, and she did a sneaky on me. she gave me a burger, and I kind of looked at it, and I was polite because I was thinking, this really doesn't look like a real healthy fat hamburger, you know. It kind of looks kind of burnt, you know. But that's okay. Shelly's my friend, so that's cool. So I ate it, and I thought, well, you know, it's all right, you know. And then I got hit with it. It was a veggie burger. And it's like,
oh,
my
yeah.
system probably wasn't a shock because it was something good for me. But so the J effect is basically overall from head to toe, let's get well type thing. And that's a one-on-one counseling service you provide for people with your custom chart, right?
Correct. I do that. If I do a workshop, what I do is I do a technique called healing the child from within. We do that, and then we do some EFT, which is emotional freedom technique. And
so
then
cool.
And then at the end, we have a wild dance time.
A wild what time?
Dance. We dance.
You dance?
Yes.
Holy smoke. So you're
You
dancing.
Bring that kid back
Hold
out.
Hold on here, Jenna. Wait a minute. You got a lot of stuff going on here. So Janeska Smith Asante will put you together from head to toe, and when you're done and you're feeling good, I know why she does it now. Because if you're not feeling good and you're all wrinkled and crumply and not in good shape and fall apart, she can't dance with you. So you do a program, get on the J Effect, and you'll be out on the dance floor with Janeska. This is cool. We're going to have to do some dance sometime, try out a couple routines. Tell us where, geez, I could go on forever with you. Tell us some information about you, how people get a hold of you, and hit us with this
okay.
stuff.
Okay. Well, they can email me. That's the best way. It's just the J Effect, and it's LA because I couldn't get the J Effect. So I got the J Effect LA at gmail.com.
J Effect LA.
LA at Gmail.
J Effect LA at Gmail. Okay, now this is really good. And you know what? We hit some pretty heavy duty stuff with the stomach and colon and all that. And the you know what you're talking about with the aloe vera. This is some heavy duty stuff. I mean, go, you know, remember our shows are archetypes. So if you didn't get this all in, go back, listen to it over and over, write it down. Because Janeska, what we went over today seriously can kind of help people, right?
Oh, yeah. Those two or three things will make people feel 1,000 times better.
Well, and you didn't say 100 times. You said 1,000, so that's cool.
Yes, 1,000 times better.
Oh, wow. We're on track here. So this is really good.
And right at the end, I just want to mention, because I don't want to forget it, We Eat to Live is the nonprofit that I started with some other people. We co-founded
it. We Eat to Live.
Yes.
Okay.
And our motto is because wasted food is our extinction.
Okay, because what food?
Wasted food.
Because wasted food, folks, did you get that? Because wasted food is
our extinction. And you can go to weeattolive.org to get information on us.
So much cool stuff, Janeska. This is like this is really cool stuff. I love
it. It's cool stuff.
Like my motto is kind of, well, you know, my motto has been out a while, but the way in which you think determines the outcome. So, you know, this positive thing isn't just a bunch of talk like, oh, yeah, right, you know.
Yeah, it's not hooey-looey at all.
Hey, listen, this, which you know this too, this thinking thing literally changes brain cells. They had a biophysicist, chemist type guy on the show and on TV, and he was saying how it literally changes the chemistry of the brains. Brain.
It
so,
does.
You know, like
it literally changes it.
So a lot of stuff. Well, thank you, my dear, for coming on. I know you probably got
some
people
so
busy.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I'm going to get in touch with you on this aloe vera, and we'll do a J Effect Wellness program with me, and I will get you on the dance floor, and I will show you, for you showing me that, I will show you my dance routine, which we can do a complete full routine where people look at us. They'll think we've been dancing for a long time together. And guess how long this lesson will take for me to teach you this dance lesson I got, this dance routine?
Fantastic.
Give me an estimate on the time it will take me to work out with you a good dance routine where we can go in public and people think we're really a pros together.
Oh, my. I'm a fast learner. Probably, what, an hour?
Oh, not bad. I thought you were going to say a week or something. No, I can teach you this routine, and we can put it on tape. I'll do it in 15 seconds. I'll show you 8 different moves, and they'll all be just like put together, twisting, doing all this fancy stuff, and it'll take me 15 to 20 seconds. How's that?
Oh, I love it. I can't wait.
Okay. Sounds good, my dear. Well, we got a move on. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and we just got a ton of information in a short amount of time.
Well,
and
thank you. You have wonderful questions.
Well, thank you for coming on, and we'll be. I hope that we can have you on again because there's, you know, eons more of information you have. But
yes, eons.
Oh, you got it. But thank you so much. You're going to get us back into health, I'll tell you.
Okay, Jim. Have a great day.
Bye, Jeanette.
Bye-bye.
Well, guys, that's what's called getting back into shape. And I think with Jeanette, like I said, I was serious when I said from head to toe. I think we're moving into a commercial here. Let me see what we got going here.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Exclusively for you. Havana Watches. And don't forget, guys, the Easy Way custom watch. There's a custom Easy Way watch. And these watches really do get looks when we see them at events and that. People like, hey, where'd you get that watch at? Pretty cool. So anyway, boy, again, thank you, Jeanette. This is like I got to take a deep breath. You know, this is serious stuff, folks. I mean, like I said, my dad used to say, you think you got troubles till you lose your health. And this stuff comes along quick sometimes, and you're thinking, well, I got time to put stuff together to get back in shape and that. But the time goes by fast. The months go by fast. The years go by fast. You're 25, you're 45.